Anyway.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you.
Not you, you fuck.
You're a fuck.
Adjust your levels a little bit.
How are we sounding?
I don't know.
You got your headphones on?
No, I don't own headphones. I do own headphones that I wear at the gym, because that's like, they're like Adidas special headphones for wearing at the gym. And boy, do they stink.
Literally, because you sweat in them.
Oh my god, you could smell them from across the room.
Ew!
You're supposed to like take them apart and put them in the washing machine.
Oh, why don't you do that?
Because we don't have one of those.
Ian, where do we wash our clothes?
First of all, I've already had enough of you today, so fuck off. Second of all, very often I drop my clothes off.
Yeah.
I don't want to stick them in the bag because the felt, whatever they are, the covers of the headphones are small and they'll get lost. I mean, I'm always losing shirts from this place already and gaining shirts. That's always a fun one when you're like,
oh, yeah. Well,
I didn't go to Purdue. Why do I have this t-shirt all of a sudden?
You have such a different experience at the laundromat than I do. It's so funny.
Yeah, because you're a fucking... Woman, you're charmed. Your whole life is
you
a breeze.
So sexist. Do you ever think that perhaps it's because every time you drop
only
drop
against
off,
women
drop off?
All right.
Ever think that perhaps it's because I tip really well and you tip $0?
That is
every
not
time?
True. That is not true. That is not fucking true.
You tip.
I tip.
Okay.
I don't tip every time because I Googled it,
what?
And it was like, you know. You want to know what to do. So it says, on occasion, give like a substantial tip, and but you don't have to every time. That's the rule.
And they should
know the fucking rules.
Who decided this?
The truth is that they want to fuck your ass.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Personally?
Personally.
No. Can it be both?
I guess.
Yeah, last time I went in there, I was thinking about how they had like spit in your face and kicked you out the door. And when I walked in, some guy working there was like, "Hello, how are you doing today?" with this big smile on his face.
I mean, to be fair, it's different guys every time.
It was, yeah, I had never seen that guy before.
Yeah, and the new guy is nice. But still, I'm done with that place anyway because it's like they keep jacking up the price.
Yeah.
And you're like, why don't I just go buy a whole new wardrobe? Anytime I soil a pair of pants, I will throw them out my window and I will go buy a new expensive pair of pants. It's the same price. You know, I'm washing these t-shirts I got in high school for fucking $50 or something. And it's like, why don't I just go buy a new t-shirt? This is ridiculous.
If you do little loads, don't make a joke. If you do small
I only
loads.
Do big ropey loads.
If you do small loads every once in a while, maybe like once a week, it's only $9 when you do it yourself. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I've started doing, just doing it myself. I mean, because it used to be that this is really interesting, by the way, for everybody listening, but it used to be that there wasn't much of a discrepancy between having them do it and doing it yourself. But now they've jacked up the prices,
okay,
and it's gotten out of control. But the new system...
Because of Brandon?
What?
Because of Brandon?
Because of Brandon, yeah. I put one of those Brandon did this stickers.
They have those?
Yeah, people put them like at like gas stations next to the price of gas.
Brandon did this. You know what I really appreciate? That we've come full circle from Let's Go Brandon being like a kind of far right or just right term that now everybody says it.
Yeah, well, he's
like,
embraced
it. We all
it.
Like hold hands in solidarity. It's just funny to call him Brandon.
Man, credit where credit's due. Dark Brandon has been knocking it out of the park lately.
Really?
Like, he gave a speech the other day where I'm like, yo, who is this fucking guy?
About guns?
About a bunch of stuff. It was like a town hall type of deal. I don't know. Okay. He wasn't at a podium. He was like walking around. And he said some like scathing shit because his whole thing was always like, Republicans are people too. They're cool. You know, it's just Trump's a bad guy. I've always gotten along with the Republicans, but now he's like, he's just going in. He's like, how do you call yourself pro-cop if you support the January 6th riot where police officers died? He's like, explain that to me. I'm like, wow, he would never say anything like that previously. I think he like... finally licked his finger and stuck it in the air and was like, which way is the wind blowing? What do I need to do here?
You Interesting. Know? Do you remember when he debated Bernie in your, like, before the primary or something? And he we were like, okay, this is our last chance. If Bernie kicks his ass, it's going to be great. And he just came in like a different fucking person.
Yeah.
Like, so sharp. What? I've never seen that before or since.
That was really Bernie's fault too, though. Because Bernie is kind of the same way. He was like, I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to offend anybody. So when Brandon just got like some B12 injected into his ass and did, you know, whatever they were sticking into Hitler at the end there.
Meth.
And I was about to go on a tangent, but I won't.
Thank you.
He, you know, he just did his like crooked grin, and you know, Biden did his like old Scranton charm.
Yeah.
And Bernie just like shrunk into his own pee hole and blew it.
It was just very frustrating because if that was a deciding factor in anything, it's a fucking ruse. Whatever they did, however they reanimated his corpse,
right,
it's gone after that. He turned back into a pumpkin at midnight. Only to dash our hopes and dreams forever.
Yeah, but like a pumpkin that's been on the porch for a month after Halloween.
He's a rotting jack-o'-lantern.
Right. Speaking of Hitler.
No, come on.
And
Sorry, go ahead.
He was such a sensitive little snowflake. When did I fucking start dating the woke mob?
I've been radicalized by the the liberal media. Mm. Rachel okay. Maddow did this. Put that sticker on my ass.
Isn't she dead or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, Hitler. There's this book called Blitzed that I'm about to get. Okay. I think I gotta finish the book I'm reading, but it's about all the drugs that the Nazis took, and you know Hitler specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard some guy talking about it, and he said so they were injecting Hitler with like a cocktail of, you know, crank and all kinds of wild stuff. And one of the things they were injecting into him was a Polish peasant excrement.
I was gonna make a joke like along the lines of poor people's something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the idea was that Polish peasants were always full of all this vim and vigor.
That's
and
right.
They were hard workers. Wait, are you Polish?
I love Polish people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Well, I mean, my family's from like part of it. It's
you
from
should
like
inject their turds into your arm.
Very eastern Germany, like bordering Poland. So okay. Maybe.
Oh, yeesh.
Yikes, listen,
guys. Yikesies.
Listen, I
didn't. Uh-oh.
I didn't choose it, but I love Polish people. They're really cool.
Well, that was it. He just used to
I'd put their turds right in me.
Okay.
That helped. Like, is that was there some sort of process to clean the poop? How do you clean poop?
Do you clean the poop? No,
is it
you
possible?
Just inject it into your body.
Does that did that help him?
Yeah, it helped him.
Is that why he died?
He shot himself or took a cyanide pill or something in
maybe
a hole.
Both.
With his live-in girlfriend.
Were you going to say Guma?
No.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of excrement and soiling and all that, a man threw a cup of piss at me yesterday.
Oh, I know. Folks, I'm always being accused of being a germaphobe, which is insane. Nobody's
accused.
Ever said that to me in my life. And I want to explain to you an instance where that happened, or not, that didn't happen, but I feel vindicated, all right? We're sitting on the couch. We've been sitting on the couch for a while. I just got home from work. You know, we're watching Better Call Saul or something. And she goes, oh, you know what I just remembered? A crazy person threw a cup of piss on me. And my first thought was like, and then what happened?
I went about my day
and sat down on the couch, settled in. The fucking fungus that must be growing in every crevice in this home keeps me up at night. You're just covered in crazy person pissed.
First of all, I forgot about it.
Exactly.
Okay. How? I was going somewhere and I forgot. It was just a little bit. Also, urine is sterile, right?
It doesn't matter. You hope it's piss.
No.
You
hope
it's not some kind of like jankum, you know, cocktail.
I think it could have just been water or booze.
Yeah, although a crazy person just like keeps a
yeah, it was just,
cup
I was
of water right next to his nightstand, like on his nightstand.
I was, well, they have to drink water. They're just like us, Ian.
Yeah, true.
I was walking to Spritzenhaus to meet some friends. And you know those newfangled sort of reimaginings of phone booths that are like you can charge your phone and all that? It's like touchscreen stuff.
Uh-huh.
I walked too close to one of them and I realized at my feet was a man and I just jumped. That's all. And I got out of his way and that pissed him off so bad. And I just kept walking and then all of a sudden I just hear this rumbling and a smash and a splash, just a drop or two on my ankles. But he was like, let that be a lesson to you or something. Now don't you? No, he said, now do you get it? I was like, what does that mean? Don't turn around. Don't turn around. And
you got piss on you and then you went to your destination.
Was I supposed to turn back, face him, first of all, and go home?
I don't know. I don't know what I would have done.
It was a literal drop. I just felt a drop, and I was like, oh, boy.
All right,
boy.
Well, the way you explained it before, you're like, I got piss all over me.
That was a funnier way
Isn't
of telling
crazy?
It.
I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be wearing open-toed shoes all over this disgusting
city. Sure, I'm
going to
wear
city.
Socks and boots in the hottest summer of my life.
You don't have to wear socks and boots. Nobody said that.
Sure, I'm going to wear Uggs.
You wear these little, you wear a thin piece of cardboard strapped to the bottom of your feet, and then you just come home with black feet and then just snuggle up in bed.
No. No.
It boils all over my legs.
You do not. That's from a different thing.
I don't know. I think it's from you.
That's because you're a sinner.
You're a piss monster. You're in a piss play.
Anyway, people are running around throwing piss at each other.
I mean, that is terrifying. I will say that.
It was
that is
scary.
Fucked up.
And I told my friends as soon as it happened, and one of them was like, could it be that man right there? He was like walking by the window looking deranged. And I was like, wow, yes, it's the very same. He was like looking around. Yeah.
Where's my piss?
Give me my piss back. By the way, like, he was certainly homeless and at the very least had rage issues. I don't know what other mental health issues he had going on, but he was sitting there like watching fucking Peaky Blinders on his iPad. He was like,
yeah,
he had, at the very least had access to somebody's Netflix account.
Yeah, it's interesting. I read this science fiction book where you know, there's like a ton of poor people in the future, but it's the future, so there's like these things that can like 3D print most things you need.
Oh, okay.
So they're free to the public, but only like the cheapest stuff. But so you're like a homeless guy, but you can still like print yourself a mattress and a blanket and, you know, like,
oh,
you
that's
said, like
nice.
An iPad or whatever.
But when you 3D print something, is it, I always thought that meant it had to be plastic.
This book was written before 3D printing even existed. I'm using the word 3D printing.
Okay.
I forgot what they called it.
Is this the same guy who wrote Diamond Age?
It is Diamond Age.
It's Diamond Age?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's his name?
Oh, fuck. I forget.
Neil.
Neil something,
Gaiman.
Yeah.
Gaiman.
Steve. His last name's like a first name, kind of. I forget.
Steve Joe.
Google it, bitch.
Okay.
Not you, bitch. The royal bitch.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so I talked about the piss, Kevin covered in piss.
I think it's funny. We were just watching a thing about how Donald Trump is... so there's this Saudi golf tournament that is trying to poach all the professional golfers from the, what's it called, PGA?
The LIV tournament, yeah. L-I-V.
Yeah, that's what the Saudi thing's called.
Yeah.
The LIV tournament. They're paying golfers like... $100 million. That's not hyperbole. And they'll pay you $100 million even if you're not that good.
Because they print money over there, just 3D printing money.
Yeah. Yeah. They grind up reporters and press their bones into
the pulp into
$100 bills. Yeah. So Trump, of course, is like in on this. They're paying Trump all this money. They paid Jared Kushner, I think it was $2 billion for some reason, for like no
reason.
And
nobody knows why.
I don't know. I'm sure they know why. But it's all really fucked up because, you know, the Saudis are killing our reporters and they're monsters. And they did 9/11.
And so, I could be wrong about this, but aren't we kind of just like pussyfooting like, you guys better not. But nobody's like yelling at them
with the golf thing.
No, I was thinking more Jamal Khashoggi, but like everything.
Oh yeah, well, we didn't do anything about Jamal Khashoggi because Trump was in office and he's got this relationship with them, so and early on when I don't know, what do they have over there, kings or something,
crown princes? Prince, yeah.
So the guy that did that, originally we thought he was like a new type of dude. Like he was like, more liberal and we could get along with him and stuff. And it turns out, you know, he's a monster.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so they're doing this tournament and they're poaching all these golfers. And these golfers have to like justify this. They're like, hey, this could set up my family for my whole life. I'm not that big of a celebrity golfer, so you know, I'm not. Also the PGA,
okay, Phil Mickelson, I think you're in
well, those guys,
yeah, you're fucking fine.
Tiger is like, fuck that,
holding out. He has some integrity because he has like $500 million.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what, folks, as much as I'd like it, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all like, oh, so, I mean, that is good. It's a good thing.
No, it is. But what was I saying?
The way they're justifying it.
Oh yeah. Well, some of them are real like creeps. They're just like, I thought this was America and you could do capitalism.
Wait,
don't tell me what where I can play golf. Oh, also what I was gonna say is I guess the PGA is kind of notorious for you know, not paying out or only paying out to the top golfers, right? Anyway, so Trump's involved in this and they're paying Trump all this money to use his golf courses.
Okay.
And, of course, that's one of the reasons that people are like, what's up with these documents he has? Because he seems to be buddy buddy with this like fucked up country and he's got all these alleged nuke codes and stuff. So what are you doing? You know, but, so he participated in one of these golf tournaments. There's something like, what's it called? Like a pro-am or something?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's where professional golfers are teamed up with amateur golfers. The amateur golfers are usually like CEOs and extremely rich people.
Okay.
But this is like a tournament that counts, you know?
Yeah.
So this is the first time that people have really seen Trump play golf publicly because he was the president and things are always, you know, tight with security. And I guess he's just like cheating. He just cheats his dick off. He just like he'll hit the ball and then it'll be the next person's turn, but he'll, before the next person like goes, he'll just take off in the golf cart and then just like drive up onto the green and just like ruin the grass. And also he'll just like give himself stuff. He'll be like, that was close enough, that counts.
Oh my god.
In a tournament with like prizes and stuff.
How is he still in charge of actually keeping the final score? Shouldn't somebody else be doing that? If it's a tournament, that's wild.
Know.
That's, I mean, what do we expect, folks?
He owns the golf course they're playing on. So maybe he's just like, I mean, that's so funny. That
can
he
be
just,
like, no, of course it is. And of course he's doing that. Just like cold cuts falling out of his pockets for no reason. It's like a Looney Tunes setup where his opponents just get struck with dynamite or something.
He'll like hit it into the rough or something, or into a sand trap, and then his caddy knows to just go get it, and like, so he can start over.
Oh my god, what? No.
Yeah.
This can't be
it's
happening
crazy.
And everyone's just letting it happen.
Yeah, the fact that he just goes too, like he doesn't let anybody else go. He's just up there putting while you're like, all right, I guess
just
fucking awesome. I mean, every once in a while, you got to step back and be like, my God, that's the guy who...
It's like, you know, I mean, everything has been said about him to the point of exhaustion, but it's like Richie Rich or somebody, like, he's grown up, like, petulant, rich child who's never heard no and is the most obnoxious fucking person on the planet. And it is kind of funny. He's like a cartoon.
He really is. I mean, everything about him, like, remember the way he used to shake hands? With, like, diplomats and stuff.
Oh, yeah, wait, what did he do?
He would go, they would, you know, shake hands, or they would clasp hands, and he would yank the person towards him, and then, like, shake the person's hand, like, right next to him, on his side. You know what I mean? And the guy that he was yanking would always, like, fall forward a little bit.
Oh, my God.
It was intense.
This is why there's a line where people are like, is he, like, just... obnoxious and insane, or is he a genius? Like, or is that some sort of like insane power move that really shakes somebody to their core and makes them feel inferior?
No, I think it's just like he just runs full speed and people get out of his way. He's like
on his golf cart,
plows through everything with just brute force. There's no like intellect behind it.
Yeah. No, I wasn't of the mind or the camp that he is a genius. I just every once in a while it's like he's so insane it feels more calculated, but I don't know.
Yeah. I was watching this thing about something Sean Hannity said recently that was just like an outright lie and a contradiction of things he'd said in the past. And I was thinking about Trump, and I was just how nefarious people can be. It's really astounding, you know?
With the outright lying?
Just everything. It's just like, I want to be rich and famous and powerful. What do I got to do? Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just deals behind people's backs and just like... deals with the Saudis and shit like that. It's like no regard for anybody whatsoever. Doesn't your morality or anything get in the way at any point? And just it's kind of hard to conceive of how many of those people there are in the world.
Well, that's why you should never trust anyone with ambitions. Trust somebody like me with absolutely zero ambition. I've got no ulterior motives. Although
Slytherins, they have ambition, right?
Yeah. I'm nothing.
You're a Hufflepuff.
Huffledorf. And although if the Saudi government offered to back this podcast and give us a couple $1 billion, you know,
that is
singing a different tune. This would be a number one Saudi government podcast.
What? And the whole golf thing for the Saudis is just like a vanity. You know?
Yeah, is it even because it's not could not possibly make them more money than they're shelling out, right?
I think they want to look legitimate.
I was joking, by the way, about getting Saudi funding. You didn't say a word.
Well, I was thinking about it. Like, what is the number where you go? I'll sell out.
Well, we don't have to.
Foreign government, an evil foreign government. If they're like, I will give you $2 billion. That's what's so scary about the Kushner thing, because it's like, what did he do for that?
Yeah.
Who just gives you, who just gets $2
billion?
And he
doesn't have to answer for that? That's an astronomical amount of money. That's so much money. I say this now, but if somebody offered me that, I'd be like, there are far too many strings attached to $2 billion. No, thank you. I'd rather die with my credit card debt and just be left alone.
Yeah, I mean, I think like year two of just like flying to Italy for brunch.
Yeah.
You'd be sitting, you know, at a fancy restaurant and just thinking to yourself, what did I do?
Yeah, what have I done?
I can't eat any more frog wah.
I've had all of it.
What has become of me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can accept $2 billion without in the back of your head going like, one false move and I will be disappeared someday, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't need that hanging
because
over my head.
Because if they have $2 billion to give, like how much money do they have? And what are like their gophers doing for them? Because You know what I mean? They can pay for anything is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can just be like, I will give you $8 billion to go disembowel that guy with your fingernails.
Yeah.
Go do it for me.
And I won't do it. That's where I draw the line.
Where would you draw the line in terms of advertising? Because sometimes I listen to podcasts and I'm like, you don't use that product. You know, would you advertise a product that is... Like, would you advertise MyPillow on
what?
This podcast?
No, that's a political statement at this point.
Is there an amount of money?
$2
billion.
$2 billion? And then I would be like, I will marry a MyPillow on television. I will only use MyPillows for the rest of my life.
How about this? My anime body pillows.
Wait, so it's Mike Lindell makes fuckable anime body pillows?
Yeah, my anime body pillows are the most fuckable pillows. So says Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was ordained by God for him to have the most fuckable body pillows.
The election was stolen by Joe Brandon.
I'm actually kind of impressed by him for making a pillow. Like, he just reinvented the pillow by doing nothing. But it became a successful business somehow? How did he convince people that this pillow is different from other pillows?
I think what he did, which is smart, is he took, like, he went very, very far into debt and spent all that money buying advertisements on Fox News. And that's it. He put all his eggs in that basket. And, you know, I guess there's like old people that watch that network 24 hours a day. All their information comes from that channel.
Just imagining somebody tucked in bed with their MyPillow and their catheter and just Civil War coins that they got all off
of
just so happy listening to what's his name? Who's the We'll Do It Live guy?
Oh, O'Reilly. He
O'Reilly.
Been on there.
No, listening to his like audiobook about some sort of historical event.
He has like a podcast now.
Pretty
or
cool.
Something. And I was in a cab not too long ago where the guy was listening to it, and it was insane. He was just like, Bill O'Reilly's like, I get my shirts online, which is good, I think. But sometimes you don't know what the sizes are. So, like, sometimes I'll order a shirt, and it'll come, and it won't be the right size. And the guy in the cab is like, I know that's right. And he's like, I'll try it on, and then I'll send it back.
This is not an advertisement for,
shirts.com? No, this is Bill O'Reilly just filling time.
Wow, his podcast is as bad as our podcast?
But he makes it, like, the tip of the day, you know? Here's your tip when it comes to shirts. You can order a shirt online. And then when it comes, if it's not your size, you can send it back. And a lot of places will just take it back. No questions asked.
That makes me feel so much better. It doesn't really matter what you say. You just got to drum up enough people to open their ears and hearts.
Most podcasts. Yeah. You listen to a podcast and you're like, if it's not like a news podcast or, you know, something like that, it's just like a bullshit, like this kind of podcast.
Yeah.
You just kind of get used to the timbre of the host's voices and zone out for 20 minutes, and then somebody says something interesting or funny.
And you're like, heh.
And then somebody makes that into a Savage Moments
Guys,
YouTube compilation.
Somebody make a Savage Moments compilation already. Did you know that Bill O'Reilly was on Guys We Fucked?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? No, I'm kidding. That
He was one of the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Drunken night out in Soho, somebody fucked Bill O'Reilly.
Remember we went to Harlem and he was like, they're just like us, it wasn't even that bad. Like, there was a quote by him that was like something insane.
What?
He was like, they're just people.
Oh my god.
Something like that.
People are like, thank you, Bill O'Reilly.
Speaking of Mike Lindell, I saw that he now has My Coffee.
This is so smart. He just looks around a room. He looks around a room and reinvents something by not changing it at all, just putting My in front of it.
Yeah. Well, he has My slippers, My pillow. Now my coffee.
My coffee.
He seems to be, it seems to be variations on a theme here.
Like a retirement kind of relaxation sort of lifestyle?
I was thinking more like sleep to morning.
Okay.
He's going throughout through the day.
Are there my mattresses?
That's a good question.
My dildo?
Catherine.
Come on.
He's a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
He was addicted to crack.
Are you not? Wait. Is he actually addicted to crack?
No, he was addicted to crack. That's his whole deal, right? Like, okay. he went insane because he had this extreme addiction.
Yeah.
And then he came out the other side.
Yeah, thank God he came out the other side.
By the grace of God, God willed it.
There's no permanent damage whatsoever.
If you watch his CPAC speech, which I highly recommend, it is wild. Here is a, like, convention for a whole political party, and this man goes on stage and he is exactly like the guy who threw piss on you. I mean,
I was just gonna say that. I've been waiting to say that. Yeah, that's wild.
They're the same guy.
Yeah,
it might have been him.
It probably was.
And he starts rambling about Jesus and how the election was stolen and how, you know, he had to take this path in life to solve this problem, and Jesus made this happen so that he could be here at this time to fix the stolen election. I mean, it's fantastic.
Wow.
CPAC in general was, we didn't talk about it, but that was an all-star event.
Wait, did we not talk about the Ted Cruz moment or anything? Fuck, I can't remember if we
did. I don't know.
But I just have to say, CPAC was like one of those wacky conventions that Kyle Mooney would go to, or the Channel 5 guy. Like, there were legit reporters who were interviewing the, like, big speakers were 12-year-olds in fedoras, like, yeah, little children
there
with
were
microphones.
4chan posters.
It's wild how what it's become. Well, CPAC, I don't know. I guess I don't know what it was like, but this is kind of my first foray into CPAC culture.
They had a guy in a fake jail, and he was wearing a jumpsuit, and he was like mourning. He's like all upset that he's in jail. He was supposed to represent the January 6th people who were sent to jail after it went down. And what, that's crazy, first of all. These guys, they killed people. That's, you know what I mean? They stormed the Capitol and they killed people. I mean, we forget about this shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody speaks in hyperbole. So everything is breaking news and bombshell or whatever. It's like, but that did happen. They killed some people in the Capitol, and they tried to, you know, they tried to squish that guy in the door. Cop.
It's like that's an art piece.
They had they made gallows.
Oh my God. For like Nancy Pelosi
president.
And stuff.
No, they're paying Mike Pence. So this guy, that this like actor that's pretending to be a January 6th guy, really was there on January 6th, and he didn't go to jail because he ratted on people.
Wow. Wait, does everybody at CPAC know this shit, or is this something somebody uncovered?
I don't know. It was news for a week or whatever. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, went in and like, this guy's not really in jail, right? These are fake bars.
Right.
This is a performance art piece.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene went in there and knelt down in front of him and clasped his hands and like
and he didn't go to jail.
Like AOC at the border or something, you know?
My God.
Shedding a single tear for this man who's in fake jail.
Did you hear she keeps getting swatted?
No, that rules.
She was swatted last week.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then 2 days later, she's like, I've been swatted again. See, they swatted her immediately afterwards.
That's great.
Unless she's just making it up. I don't know, but yeah.
Swatting seems like the worst thing that can happen to you.
Oh, let's not even invite that into the universe.
I mean, think about it. You're like in your underwear playing fucking Mario Kart kind of high at 2 a.m. And a bunch of guys with guns kick your door in and scream at you and point the gun, the barrel at at your temple.
Doesn't it make you lose a little faith? I don't know what faith you had in it before, but in this like supposed elite squad that gamers keep tricking them into going to random people's houses? Like,
no.
How do you convince them that this is like a SWAT necessary situation? All you have to do is say someone's got a bomb at this location.
You just say like, I'm gonna kill my wife. I have a knife to her neck. I'm gonna kill my kids, and they'll show up. And
that's so fucked up. That's what people are doing.
Yeah.
And they must be getting in trouble, right? Or do they not even bother to find the original
caller?
They can't
find them. There is this great Netflix documentary. It's like a docuseries, and one of them is about this kid who was like the king of swatting. He's in jail now because he was a narcissist and he was bragging all the time.
Yeah.
But he would swatted countless people.
Didn't people die?
Yeah, I think so. I forget the circumstances. But
I came in while you were getting to the end of that documentary. It was just the family of some guy crying.
Right. Right. They went into the wrong house and they killed just like somebody's neighbors.
Yeah.
He was a real fuck, this guy.
And he was like, when they were like, do you feel bad about that? Wasn't he like, well, I mean.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't shoot him. It was their fault.
Right. What a fucking excuse. That's wild. Speaking of real scumbags, did you hear Sydney Sweeney's in the news? Sydney Sweeney's
with the cans
in trouble. Yeah, everyone's really mad at Sydney Sweeney because her mom, they had like a big 60th birthday party for her mom, and people wore red caps with white writing that said like happy birthday Linda or something on them. I don't know what they said, but people said it was like MAGA adjacent. And
did it look like the
it very much did, actually. I mean, I think it's stupid how mad people were, but they really did look like MAGA hats. And it was like a hoedown kind of, everybody's in cowboy hats, and I think somebody had like a thin blue line t-shirt on. I don't know what people want from our big titted teen stars, like what, she's a politician or something.
People are like going after her online.
Yeah,
or something?
Like really bad. But she got so much hate for it.
Man, that is crazy. You should be able to do. First of all, you can't be held accountable for things your family.
Right. Okay. This is the argument. And then somebody was like, "This is what my abuela always used to say." And they were like, "You tell me who your friends are. You show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are." And I was like, this is.
But that's your uncle, though.
Yeah.
It's not your friends.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It's like her old family. Like, you can't. That's what people were like, you can't be. I don't know. There was this debate where they were like, you're supposed to speak up and tell your family not to wear thin blue line t-shirts. It's just like, I don't know what sort of standard we're supposed to be holding Sydney Sweeney to. Like, she's famous for a reason, and it has nothing to do with like being a good person.
Yeah.
And she wasn't wearing it. People, I just think
Republican women have the biggest, juiciest tits, right?
Ian. Like who?
I don't know. Isn't that just the rule?
Nancy
like
Pelosi
the women
has
on the
big, juicy tits.
Yeah.
So how about that?
But women on the left, they have like fat asses, right? Like,
I don't know
the whole
where
thing?
These statistics are coming
this
from.
This was a thing a few years ago where people are like,
is coming from.
Tit men are Republicans and ass men are liberals. This was like women talking about their dating experiences with the apps. They're like, if a guy, you know, is into tits, he's a Republican. He's got like a fish in his picture. That type of thing.
What do you think the difference is there?
Well, if I had to guess, I mean, this is all very silly.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I would say that there are a lot more minorities in the liberal community than there are in the right-wing community.
Okay.
I don't know. Black guys like fat asses.
Okay. I don't know where the But don't.
And white guys like big, fat naturals.
Don't. Doesn't everybody. My question is, ¿por qué no los dos? Right?
Sure.
Why are we dividing people into tits or asses? How about but you're not gonna like, you're not gonna be like, wow, that's the, well, I don't know.
You play the hand you're dealt. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Just be, I'm just happy to be here. Yeah. I don't gotta quibble over what, you know, what you're bringing to the party.
Right.
Just
exactly.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to bring anything, but you did.
But you did. Yeah.
I'm not gonna, you know.
So, anyway, Sydney Sweeney, what?
Still doing her job, still, having big fat naturals.
Yes.
That's her whole job.
Yeah.
Right?
And she's doing it.
Yeah. I don't care what she does when she's off the clock. Also, like, I don't know what her political leanings are. I don't even know, you know, much about her outside of a few scenes I've seen on Euphoria.
Yeah.
But doesn't that kind of make her a little bit more human? Because I was watching recently, there's a Vice documentary about this little girl, but she's 15 and she's a millionaire. And she was on Toddlers and Tiaras, and yeah. She was real precocious. And then she, you know, it's all her mom doing this stuff. But then she made a line of makeup, and that did very well. And then she did a clothing line for young business women.
What?
Anyway, she's like the youngest, richest, quote unquote, self-made
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
And so this Vice, like, hot Brooklyn chick goes to meet her somewhere in the South and, like, talk about how she got where she is. And this little girl is so media trained. Like that, she does paid ads on her Instagram and stuff, and she knows when to smile and hold the smile and how to keep a conversation going. And anytime the Vice interviewer asks her a question, she repeats the question and answers it. And it is just not a person. This
yeah.
is not a human being at all. And they sit in on a meeting they're having because she's writing a book, and I don't know. She just starts like dictating the book, and it's already so just what is expected of her and what she thinks will sell. And you would never see her fraternizing with anybody that could be considered bad news
right.
or have a bad take or something. She's going to grow up to be a complete plastic person.
Yeah.
And it's like, if somebody has conservative relatives or is able to get together with a bunch of people that think, you know, Biden is a pedophile or whatever, and still have a few beers and dance around, like, I think that's admirable.
I mean, there's just a different relationship you have with people who are much older and blood related, who you've gone through things with that like supersede politics.
Yeah. You can see past their like crazy Q ideas
yeah.
and remember a time when they took your fucking turtle to the vet or
yeah,
something.
They
or like
babysit you or take you to the zoo.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Got you an ice cream. It's not all bad.
And you can have conversations, whatever. I don't know. Just people are, I think it can seem a little bit sheltered or small minded when people, maybe if you grew up in a big city and almost everyone's like really liberal and really political, and I don't think you have a full grasp of America and how conservative people can be for lots of different reasons.
Yeah.
I'm not supporting it, but like sometimes people just seem so shocked that these people exist.
I kind of like understand that if like your brother is a racist cop,
yeah,
that you just like a real vindictive tyrant, that you might separate yourself from that person just because there's nothing you can relate to with this
right.
guy. But like if you go to a party and he shows up, you don't have to leave the party or like start shaming him in front of everybody, you know.
Right.
You can exist in the same space.
Yeah, it's
also
literally
like,
just being in the same photographs with people
right.
was her sin, which is, I mean, the whole party was very, like, they're all in cowboy hats and what looked like MAGA hats, and it's like a hoedown themed thing.
Which weren't even MAGA hats,
right? Yeah.
Dude, fucking people are
right.
such assholes. Also, we gotta bridge this gap. We won't. We're
yeah.
all going to die.
Yeah.
It's just gonna start raining brimstone soon. I mean, it is crazy hot outside. Every day I walk to work and my pants are soaked.
Yeah. Me
I'm
too,
sweating
but
so
it's
bad.
Piss for me.
Me, it's cum. For me, it's cum.
Yeah.
I'm just always wet. I have a problem. Macaroni in a pot. But what I'm saying is, like, if we were to heal the nation,
mm-hmm.
we got to start living like that new Joe List movie, 4th of July. Figure out some way to relate to people that think differently. Figure out a new way to at least argue or have a conversation. This idea where we all go to our corners and stew and that everything's going to work out. I mean, I love watching MSNBC and Fox News like in the same day back to back because it's always fascinating to me how people aren't even kind of having the same conversations. You turn on MSNBC and all they talk about is January 6th and what happened there. And then you turn on Fox News and all they talk about is how schools are grooming our kids and trying to fuck all of our kids. And it's like, we're just completely disconnected. Like nobody on the right has a response to the January 6th thing. And nobody on the left has like addresses what's going on in classrooms all over the country, which I can't even unpack that at
all.
Yeah,
I mean, when you said that, I was like, Jesus Christ, how have they gotten that far?
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking
about?
It's like,
why? Because of like inclusive bathrooms or something?
No, it's because of...
the fluoride turning the frogs
gay? It's like they'll read a book where it's like gender isn't real, like there's a unicorn and the unicorn doesn't fit in with the horses or the donkeys and it's its own thing and are some of you unicorns
and then we jump to pedophilia from there.
Well, man, this is really hard to unpack. Not
oh, because they're
it.
They're sexualizing children.
That's it.
I see. Yeah.
When people in the class, these teachers believe that they are teaching about gender, you know, and how gender is fluid or doesn't exist or whatever we've decided. And the right is saying that like kids don't even need to learn any of this stuff. You're basically injecting sex into the curriculum of.
Yeah.
8 year old or
I
something.
See. And then the people getting angriest about it are like old people who don't have kids and have nobody in school and they're like, we gotta do something about this.
I was watching a Tim Dillon special and he was talking about how parents now go to schools and scream at you know, PTA meetings and stuff and are so invested in what their kids are learning and how when we were young that wasn't the case at all.
They had no idea what we were learning.
It's true. They would just go like, go fucking learn shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we all like, why do I know what third graders are learning right now? I don't have a kid. I purposely did this. So I don't have to hear about it. I don't want to know. And why?
Well, I mean, it is weird that some of this gender stuff has just kind of it just came so fast, breakneck speed. Everybody started saying this is the way things are now and nobody got a chance to like get their feet underneath them and really like understand all of it. Like I'm still shaky on a ton of stuff
and it looks like we're out of time, folks, but what's
stop it.
I'm just kidding,
but it is I don't know, it's like, okay, we've come to these decisions. These are the new truths about the world, and we're teaching your kids that stuff. I can understand, like, if somebody explained it that way, but everybody's like, they're grooming.
You're like, chill.
They're pedophiles.
Out.
They're trying to make all the boys girls and all the girls boys. Yeah. And it's like, I don't think that's the case.
Well, it's never the case with this hyperbolic, like, debate screaming at PTA. It's never correct. It's always something else. Just people just latch on to the scariest.
But I don't put it past anybody on the left to just do some wild shit, you know, because we're talking about people shaming Sydney Sweeney for hanging out with her family. I mean, everybody is wilding.
Well, I don't think that when you were saying before that we all need to just like come together and find common ground and offer some understanding to each other. Call me incredibly cynical, but I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. We're all just gonna die.
Yeah, done. Definitely.
That's a wrap.
We're gonna the world's melting and people are either going to be on one side yelling that it's not, that it's just not happening. And then the other side, they're going to be quibbling over which demographic actually has it the worst while the world is melting and nothing's ever going to get done.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I was talking to friends about this last night, like global warming and like if you actually really think about it, how scary it is, because my brother texts me all the time, sends me like new pandemics that are about to come out. He's like, it's all global warming. I'm like, I don't know, man. I just want to have an iced coffee and watch The Sopranos and wait till I'm dead. But yeah. Well, you go like, what am I supposed to do about it? My friend was like, I voted. What do I do? Like, I don't. And when people are like, it's actually 75% of the reason all this is happening is from like mega corporations and stuff. There's nothing you can really do about
it. No, no. Like, I think the only thing you can do, or the responsible thing to do, is try to figure out a way to quit your job and figure out some kind of scam where you can stockpile money and then just ride this bitch till the wheels fall off.
Oh, man. Doesn't it make you... I've gotten to a point where I don't understand how people can be ambitious. How do you, like, try hard at anything?
I kind of almost feel the opposite. I'm like, there's no rules. The ex-president is hanging out with the people who did 9/11. You know? Sydney Sweeney has precious, precious tits, and we're going after her. Like, everything sucks. So, like, just do literally whatever you want.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
sit and like figure out a skill. Like, figure out how to like rob an old folks home or something. The world is maniacal and dark and fucked up. So your ambition can really be gross and disturbing. And
no, that's no good. Yeah. Ian, you can't turn to the dark side at
piss
this
in a
hour.
Cup. Throw it at some asshole on the street.
Some dumb lady who looked at you wrong.
Some gentrifier.
I
Spritz in house.
Did get too close to him.
That
I will say that.
Bar used to be a school for black children, and now you
what are you doing?
You assholes go there to eat your crudité.
What are you talking about?
Gentrifier. This man was a hero.
I didn't tell you what race he was, by the way. You're making a lot of assumptions.
What race was he?
It's hard to tell.
All the white homeless are in our neighborhood. The crusties.
There. I mean, it's all over the place. It's really.
I haven't really seen a crusty in a while.
On St. Mark's.
Yeah.
That's a different
they all
type
went
of
home to their mansions.
Yeah, that's not like legit homeless. I don't think that's like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
Carrying around infinite jest.
Which seems insulting to actual homeless people.
With their, like, dog on a rope.
Yeah.
What did the dog do?
Right.
To end up in this situation? I was thinking about this, right?
Okay.
If you go to a no-kill shelter, or a kill shelter for dogs,
yeah.
Right? Where they're just going to put these dogs in a wood chipper, or however
Ian,
they do it.
That's
I don't know
not
how they do
how
it. What
it's
do they do?
Done. They do it like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. They make them look off into the distance.
If you said to the people that work there, all right, I'm going to take this dog. This dog is about to die.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it home and I'm going to give it a good life, but I'm going to fuck it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
have
what?
Sex with the dog. Would they give you the dog? You're like, the dog's going to have a wonderful life. I'm going to make it steak every day for dinner. And I have a huge backyard, but
it's
I
probably
am going to fuck
not
this dog.
Good for no, they wouldn't let you. They're like, no, this dog needs
I'm
to
going
die.
To kill it. I'm going to kill the dog.
Is this the global warming throw caution to the wind, Ian? That's coming out.
I've been thinking about doing stand up again, and if I do it, I want to be insane. I want to fucking
just talk
alienate
about bestiality.
An audience. To the point where it's just like you can hear
just
a pin drop.
Bits like that.
Yeah, that's well. That was an idea I had.
Oh my god! And they're all just like, I know.
Yeah.
No, I don't
deal
know
with
what
it.
You do.
Take your medicine. I don't want to. If I go back to stand up, I don't want to ever do another like, hey, dating.
Huh? Right. Yeah.
What's going on with that?
That's another thing that
you
every
guys,
time
you guys
I
drinking. None of that. I want to go balls to the wall. Like, holy shit! What is this guy talking about?
You don't even want people to understand, let alone have a good time.
I'm learning Mandarin.
Oh, good. All right.
Do it in Mandarin.
Well, I mean, that'll be unique.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to go to work. Sorry, folks. We didn't do an hour, but you know,
close enough.
And sorry it's late, but life happens. You know,
life's what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Great. Is that what you want to go out on? No. You're supposed to leave at a high note, and I've noticed we always peter out. You know.
Yeah.
But that's just our style.
That's right.
We do it different.
That's
right.
True.
Hail Satan. Hail Satan.